Voices Children's Trust was established in January 2004. It was launched at the Royal Opera House in Covent Garden. We help children who've sadly lost a parent or whose parent has sustained life-threatening injuries while serving in the British Armed Forces. Over the years, we've probably helped over 200 children, I would imagine. We don't actually count them because they're all very special to us, because the Voices Children's Trust is like a big family. That's where we differ from other charities.
So tell us a few ways that you help the children out.
Recently, we started an educational trust, part of the FCT, and what we do is pay for children's extracurricular lessons. For example, a child recently was suffering with dyslexia, so we're paying for them to go to specialists for their problem that they have. Other children, we pay for their piano, guitar lessons or whatever. Another child needs extra lessons for maths. That's another area that we've started helping in. Mum has to pay 50% of it, and we pay the other 50%. After a year, the trustees would like a report on how the child is progressing, because we don't want to be giving money to a child and then turn around and say, well, little Jimmy wasn't turning up for his lessons, you know, because it's wasting the trust money.
I mean, that's just one of the many ways you help out the children. You do lots of events through the year, including with Christmas coming up. You do a fantastic Christmas party, don't you?
Yeah, we've got a fantastic Christmas party coming up, a trip to Wimbledon Theatre. After the Wimbledon Theatre, there'll be Father Christmas, and one or two celebrities hopefully will turn up, and all the kids will get a Christmas present, and also we give the mums a small Christmas present too. We don't want them to feel left out.
Absolutely brilliant. Now, something you're in the planning of at the moment, which is a fantastic trip, I'd say a trip of a lifetime for some of these children. You're taking some children to Nepal next year. Tell us more about this.
On the 21st and 23rd of October, the children attended a training weekend in West Sussex where they simulated the experiences and conditions that they will have over in Nepal. They had to do first aid, casualty evacuation, catering, etc., etc., just to make them aware of the dangers that may lie ahead.
Sounds absolutely fantastic, this trip, because it's children that you've helped, and now they're going out to Nepal. They're helping children that have been affected by the earthquake. So it's going to be a life-changing experience for them, I would say.
It certainly will be a life-changing experience. And Molly Stevens, who was one of the children, I'll quote, she said, "I'm so excited about this expedition. It's going to be challenging, but we will work together to make sure everyone can look back and feel proud that they pushed themselves. We all have potential, and together we are strong. It will be an enormous achievement for us all and an opportunity that we are immensely grateful for." What they're going to do whilst they're out there, they're acclimatising in Kathmandu for 2 days to get used to the altitude, etc. Then they'll be going off trekking. They'll be going to help with the refurbishment of a classroom, and also meeting some of the young children who may have also sadly lost a parent too. And you know as well as I do that these children are very, very poor.
And they're going to do a tremendous job when they're there next year. Obviously a good team building for the children from the Voices Children Trust as well, and a great experience for them to take part in.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and it's an amazing opportunity for young members of the FCT to encourage and support Nepalese children who've had to deal with trauma and loss due to the recent earthquake.
Obviously, this is costing quite a lot of money to put on.
Yeah.
I know the children are raising a little bit of money themselves, but if someone wants to dip in their pocket to raise a bit of money to help Voices Children Trust as a whole, not just for this trip, but as a whole, how can they get involved with Voices Children Trust?
We're always looking for volunteers, we're always looking for fundraisers, and we're always looking for people who are willing to help. I'll be quite honest with you, then go look at our website, forceschildrenstrust.org. Contact me directly, 01737 361077. Anybody can help. We'd be very, very grateful. We're not a big charity. We're a very small charity. As Lieutenant Colonel Rupert Thornelow's wife said, the Voices Children's Trust is a family, and that is the difference with us. We are a family, a unit, and the family that they lose when they have to leave the married quarters and leave the forces, we can't replace that, but we try to help them with that void.